Okay, so we've been talking about the 41 prayers of bodhisattvas. This is taken from the Avatamsaka Sutra, the Flower Ornament Sutra. So it's common to both of our traditions. So these are our short, like gathas that we use throughout the day when we're doing different activities to bring us back to bodhicitta and to training the mind. And so we're on number 22 today, which says, may I walk towards the welfare of all beings. This is the practice of the bodhisattva when placing the foot down. Okay, so within, in Buddhist practice, we have many different kinds of walking meditation. Different traditions have different ways of doing walking meditation. Some do it very slow, some do it very quickly. Here in the bodhicitta practice, what we're doing when walking meditation is thinking, you know, when at least putting the foot down, may I walk towards the welfare of sentient beings. Okay, and so it's reinforcing in our mind that when we're going, when we're speaking, no matter what we're doing throughout the day, that our main focus is the attainment of enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Okay, so when we put our foot down, you know, I'm walking towards the welfare of all sentient beings. Of course, that brings up the whole question of what is the welfare of sentient beings? Okay, so the welfare of sentient beings, in short, is transforming the mind into virtue, in abandoning the afflictions, abandoning the non-virtues, including the 10 non-virtues, and in transforming the mind into virtue, especially love, compassion, bodhicitta, and wisdom. Okay, so walking towards the welfare of sentient beings involves, again, the three aims, the higher rebirth, liberation, enlightenment, and then this is the method by making the life meaningful moment by moment by practicing the thought training teachings. Okay, so when we're walking, keep the mind focused when we're putting the foot down on walking towards the benefit of sentient beings. Mm-hmm.